Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. I'll begin on the bottom of Tet Zayin Amud Beis. So this is the bottom line, page 32, Seth. It says, Rav Safra, but so the Gemara here is talking about different tefillot that different Chachamim would say after the Rishmona Esrei. And the Tzlach says in yesterday's Gemara, the Tzlach says that, you know, the Gemara says that a person should make his tefillah shouldn't be keva. It shouldn't be something like on automatic pilot. Should be rachamim l'fnei Hashem. So they would each like individualize their tefillah. Although we end up taking, you know, some of these tefillot, and it is part of our thing. So we'll see in a minute.
I did the doc yesterday.
Okay, so the bottom line on page 32 on Tzitzayin Beis. So Rav Safra batran slotei amar hachi. Rav Safra, after his tefillah, after Shmona Esrei, would say as follows: Yiratzom fenecha. So these are after Hamavarech Hamoyis Shabbos Shalom, where we say Elokai Nitzur. They would say these tefillot: Yiratzom fenecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetasim Shalom bePamalia Shamala bePamalia Shamata. That may it be your will that you create peace in the assembly above. The assembly below means among the malachim, and here on earth. And Rashi points out that the like when the malachim, somehow they have a fight, so it redounds to their nations. Every nation has a malach. So he says, Uvena talmidim oskim b'torah techa, bein oskim lishma, bein oskim shelo lishma. And then among the talmidim, whether they're osek lishma, altruistically for the purpose of studying Torah, or osek shelo lishma. So the Marsha points out that shelo lishma comes in two categories. You could be shelo lishma that you want kavod and things like that, and that's like it is shelo lishma, but it's like and then there's a worse shelo lishma where you're doing it lekanter lekapeach. You're doing it to torment somebody. So you should give shalom bein oskim shelo lishma, and bein oskim lishma bein oskim shelo lishma. Because oskim shelo lishma, that's talking about according to Marsha, like the worst category. If they're osek shelo lishma, like lekanter lekapeach, you're at some shu oskim lishma. All right, Reb Alexandri, this line 4. Reb Alexandri, Batra Sloti Amar Hachid. Reb Alexandri, after his tefillah, would say as follows: Here, some of Nechash Mokenu, Shtamidinu Bekaran Ora, Yaltamidinu Bekaran Chashecha. So the Marsha points out that when we're in Galus, so we're like in a small dark corner. That's what Galus is. So here, so our tefillah is usually Bekaran Ora. In other words, the corner of the house. There was, if I have windows in a house, natural lighting, so there's more light in the middle of the room than there is usually in the corner. So Yisrael, the Jewish people, when they were in Galus, in exile, were like in the corner. That's the way it's, but notwithstanding that, we ask Hashem, Shtamin B'Keren Ora, let us be in like a bright corner, like illuminate the corner, Yashtamin B'Keren Chashecha. Yayit Veli Beinu, let us not be pained in our hearts, Yayit Shechu Einenu, let our eyes not be darkened. Ikida Amri Ha Rav Hamnuna Masilo. So some say that Rav Hamnuna actually said the previous tefillah, not Rabbi Alexandri. Rav Alexandri Batar the Mitzalia Marhachi. Rav Alexandri would say as follows: Ribon HaOlamim, God of the worlds, presumably this world and the next world, Yalui Vidul Fenecha Shrutzonin LaSot Ritzoncha, that you know that our deep down desire is to do your Ratzon. It's like the Rambam says that that when I give a get, so the person deep down really wants to do what the Beis Din says and to do the right ratzon. It's just that, like, so you can force him to do it because that's really his ratzon. So our deep ratzon is to do your ratzon. What blocks us off? Sor Shabba Issa is the Yetzahara, like the yeast in the dough. And obviously the yeast in the dough, it like turns the dough, it's like flat, and it like, you know, creates it, and now it's like all out of shape. It's haughty, it's arrogant, like the dough rises and rises and rises. But Shibud Malchiot, and Shibud Malchiot is the enslavement of the nations. So the Marsha says here that he quotes from the Rabbam in Shmona Prakim that a person should always, you know, follow Derech HaMitzua. It means a person should follow like the golden mean of Aristotle. In other words, right, you shouldn't sleep too much, shouldn't sleep too little. You shouldn't eat too much, you shouldn't eat too little. You know, everything like the golden mean. He says the Yetzirah induces a person to go to one extreme, like to be arrogant and to like indulge in the excesses of Taiva. So that's compared to the Seor Shabbat Issa, the Mesbila Issa. He says, and the Shibud Malchiot, that causes us to the other extreme. Never mind arrogance, they just beat us down. So he says, Mika Ahu Sorshab Isa Shibud Malchiot. Now, the quote in the article, I think, from the Ion Yaakov had a different shot. He says, Or Shebe Issa is that you know, causes you to do Aveirot. In other words, there are essays in Lotas that says positive and negative commandments. So the Sor Shebe Issa, that induces you to transgress the negative commandments. And then the Shibud Malchio, that blocks you from doing the Mitzvah Esei. In other words, they have all these rules. Like he quotes the Ion Yaakov, quotes from the he says like Antiochus when with the Chashmonaim. So in other words, like Sor Shebe Issa, in other words, like, let's say you have, you know, Gilui Arayos and Gzeilova and Gneva, like thievery and sexual indulgence. So that's Sor Shebe Issa induces you to do that. And then Shibud Malchiot is like Antiochus, like the time of Chashmonaim, they're trying to mivatel Bris Milah and Tefillin. And you know, so you can't do the Mitzvah Esei. You should save us from their hands. Then we'll go back doing your laws with a total, well, complete heart. Okay, the first wide line or medium wide line. Rava batar sloti amahachi. Rava after his tefillah would say like this. Elokai shlom atzarki eni kedai. Before I was created, it wasn't appropriate. Now that I've been created, it's like I haven't been created. So there's a piece that Rav Simon likes to quote from Rav Cook. He says like this, that means, everybody's created at a certain point in time. In other words, everyone's neshama is in Shemayim, and there's a certain point in time when a person is created. So a person is created because at that moment there's a tafkid for them to do in this world. In other words, let's say each of us, we weren't created in 1900, we weren't created, you know, in 1930, we're created here and now. So there's a tafkid for us to do. In other words, now that the tafkid is, so the person is placed in this world. So he says, Ashlon Sarti and Ikdai, it was inappropriate for me to be created because the time for my tafkid hadn't come yet. He says, Vachshav Shno Sarti, Kilo No Sarti. Now that I've been created, so Mastama, since I'm here on this earth, there are still things for me to do. I haven't completed my mission on this earth. So it's Kilu Lo Tzarti. He says, Afar ni b'chayai kabakom ritzti. I'm afar, I'm like dirt in my life, meaning I'm not really that chashuv. So kabakom when I die, you know, less chashuv. Reini kilifanecha chlimali busho chlim. I'm like a vessel filled with embarrassment. He says, Yerson fanecha l'Hashem l'kai shloka ta'od. May it be your desire that I not sin anymore. U'mashach tati l'fanech b'rach mecha rabim. And what I have sinned, I want you to expunge it with your mercy. He says, Avalowi de yisrim v'chalim rayim. But not through, like, afflictions and illnesses. V'anavidu d'rav amunu b'zuti b'yom ad-kippur. That's the tefillah from Rav Nuna, like Zuti, the younger Rav Nuna, on Yom Kippur. So with this tefillah, right, with this tefillah after Al-Khayt, after the Al-Khayt on Yom Kippur, we say this tefillah. All right, let me keep moving. He says,
Rabbi Soloveitcher wrote a piece about fulfilling your shlichut. This is what it sounds like.
Okay. There's, what is it? Mission and, what is, he's got the thing, what is it?
I don't know, I had to read it in Hebrew.
Mission.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen it, heard it referred to as I have to go over. Okay, now let's see further. So the fifth wide line, Marbury the Ravina Kev Masaim Sluti Amarhachi. Mar the son of Ravina, when he would complete his tefillah, would say like this, and this we're all familiar with, I think, or should be, Elokainet Torah Shanim Ra, Besiftotai Midami Ramam. Guard my lips from evil, Besiftotai. We say in the Siddur Sfatai, somebody in the base medrash, Rabbi Ariel Diamond, said to me, Siftotai is more poetic, my lips from speaking deceitfully. Then Kalainaf Shitom, for those who curse me, let my soul be silent. Nashika Farakotiyam, and my nefesh is like dirt. Takli bibi Torah Techa, open my heart in your Torah, over mitzvotecha zof nafshi, and in your mitzvot should my soul should pursue. Now here, this part we don't say. V'tatzileni mi pegara, save me from like evil event. Mi yitzar hara, from the evil inclination. Umi yishara, from a bad woman. Umi kura oda meishot lebolam, from all evil that awaits to happen in the world. And all those who think evil, yeah, I mean, yeah, right, you should undo their eitzah and be mekalkel their thoughts. You wrote some reefy, but you only have Hashem's to read, go away. Now, here the Gemara adds this pasuk, Yivratzon Amrifi Begilmi Vnecha Hashem Tzuri Begoli. So the Daftai just points out, this whole tumult in the postgame, when should you say this pasuk, Yivratzon Amrifi Begilmi Vnecha Hashem Tzuri Begoli? So someone would be Medai, so the Rishonim disagree as to whether Yivratzon should be said before or after the additional prayer of Elokainasur. So I say Yivratzon, Hamrechon Moistrabo Shalom Yivratzon, or say Shay Elokainasur, and then say Yivratzon after Elokainasur, before Osa Shalom. So the Ravid holds it's not correct to say Yivratzon after these prayers. The Yivratzon should be said immediately after concluding Shimon Esrei. He further reduces this from a passage further on. So he says, Rabbeinu Yonah deals with this matter at length. Initially, he proffers a similar proof from the same passage further on, says this is a correct view. Ultimately, he concludes that it would be acceptable to say Yivratzon after the additional prayers if he so desires, and we would not consider the additional prayers an interruption prior to saying Yivratzon. He also notes that if one wished to say the Yivratzon after the additional prayers, besides having said it immediately after the conclusion of Shimon Esrei, that would be acceptable. In other words, The Gemara learns that before the Shemona Esrei you say Hashem Svatai Tiftach, and after the Shemona Esrei you say Yud Ratzon. But the question is, where do I put that Yud Ratzon? Do I do Reichem Oyisubah Shalom, Yud Ratzon, in other words, now my tefillah is over with, or do I wait till this additional petition and then I say Yud Ratzon? So the Rashba opines like the Ravid, yet he points out that it would appear that just as Mar, the son of Ravina, said Yud Ratzon at the conclusion of the additional prayer, so did all the other Amoraim whose prayers are recorded here. So in other words, the Rashba holds that you should say the Ratzon after Mavarech Amos Tzobah Shalom. But he points out, since the Gemara says that who has this tefillah here, this is Mar Bereid Ravina, so he is clear in his tefillah he's saying the Ratzon afterwards. He says, Mustama, all the other Chachamim also are doing it that way. Rabbi Cheskel Landau suggests differently, that's an Oda Behuda, being that only after the prayer Mar, the son of Ravina, is Yudratzon recorded, that must indicate that all the others said it immediately after concluding Shimon Esrei. He wants to say Pamfakir. If the Gemara says this is Yudratzon, the other ones were doing it differently. He says, the reason why it is not mentioned is because Yudratzon is part of Shimon Esrei and does not need to be identified. Shulchan Aruch rules it is preferable to say Yudratzon directly after conclusion of Shimon Esrei, and if he wishes, he may repeat Yudratzon after his additional prayers. The Ramah further notes that the prevalent custom in his time is to say Yudratzon after the additional prayers. The Bach counters by saying that we need not make notice of mistaken customs. The Mishnah writes, correct to say Yudratzon before and after any additional prayers. So that's the way I do it, and that's I think, the recommended way. You say Yudratzon twice. You say, Amgrechem Oyistoba Shalom, Yudratzon Refi. Then you say Lokai Netzur, and you can do other bakashas there as well. And then you say Yud Ratzon again. Yeah, so you know, can you get me the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph in the blue?
Oh, the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, Chelek Aleph, blue. Thank you so much, Fern. Right. There you go, lower. There you go. Perfect. Right, one. Perfect. Thank you.
I mean, Rafaino, that's for Rafua, but.
Yeah, so in Achinami, a person can put their tefillah in, you know, the appropriate bracha in Shemona Esrei, and then, you know, Shemei Tefillah is usually viewed as a catch-all. So Kuf Chaf Beis. So here's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, this is Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. He says, "Kata b'chayadam nechon ruy l'chol adam l'palei b'chol yom b'yichud al srechav parnasato." It's appropriate for everyone to pray specifically for his own needs and his parnasa, his livelihood. Shbishlo yibashatoru mipi v'zaro v'zerazaro, and the Torah should remain with him, his children, and his grandchildren. Shuchol sechal tzav obdei Hashem b'med. He should pray that all his descendants will be obdei Hashem. No soul should be found in his progeny. Whatever he needs, he should pray for. If he's not necessarily fluent in Hebrew, we could say it in Yiddish, presumably. So Mishnah Berurah says it's more preferable to add all these bakashot after the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, rather than saying Shemona Tefillah. Why? So, in other words, once I say the first Yud Ratzon, then did I tell you Ratzon? So now, if the Shlich Tzibur says Kaddish or Kedusha, I can already answer limitedly. I can answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah, I can say Amen, I can do Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod, and say Amen to Akel Kadosh. So he prefers, the Mishnah Berurah says, recommend you do those additional bakashot after Shmon Esrei. This way, you won't get, if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you won't be able to respond to Kaddish or Kedusha. This way, you'll be saying it and you'll be able to respond to Kaddish or Kedusha. That's what he says.
That's very interesting.
All right, let's keep moving. We're running out of time.
He said that you should daven for the Isha Tova, or you should daven not to have something.
Yeah,
you should have an Isha Ra'a with the
Inisha Ra. That was one of the, but was the Mashmurdin said that was one in the Gemara we had that.
Right. So would the woman equivalently have an Ishra?
That's what somebody said to me today. I don't know. Somebody said it to me, Mistama, that the woman wouldn't have that. Okay. Let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, we're around eight lines above where it gets very wide. Okay, everyone with me? So Rav Sheshet Yaviyati B'tanita, Rav Sheshet, when he would be Yoshe B'tanis, in other words, when he's fasting, it's called to be Yoshe B'tanis, observing a fast, Bat to the B'tzali Amar Hachi, he would say after his tefillah as follows, Ribono Olamim, God of the worlds, Galui V'dul Fenecham, Mismach B'tzcham Dam Chotei Mekriv Korban, that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, obviously Rav Sheshet lives after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Sheshet was also blind, he said that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so a person would offer a korban, a sacrifice. So the part that would go on the mizbeach would be the dam would be sprinkled on the mizbeach, and the chalev would be burnt on the mizbeach. Umid kaperlo, and then he would get kapara from it. So now I've observed a fast day, and my fat and blood has been reduced. In other words, like you're like losing weight during the fast. Maybe your will that blood and fat that I've lost be considered like the korban that's offered on the mizbeach. And the Marsha points out, like in the Amud Mefarshim, the Ramban says in his Perush Chumash, the purpose of a korban is like, when I bring the korban, I should view it like this is what's worthy to happen to me. I'm worthy to be executed, to die like this. And everything that happens to the korban, I should think this should be happening to me. But so now we don't have korbano, but now you're going through the fast. So in a way, so something is happening to you. Now, the Mechaber brings this down to Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he doesn't understand, people don't say this tefillah, he says, but he thinks it's a good idea to say it. And if you look at the Aruch Scroll Siddur, they do have this tefillah after the Shemona Esrei, and I usually say it on a fast day. You say it before the second Yud Ratzon. In other words, after the first Yud Ratzon and before the second one, you would say it.
Does the Aruch Scroll have the two Yud Ratzons in there? I don't think so. No.
What do you mean? Two Yehi Ratzon?
The one you said, you say
Yehi Ratzon,
then you say Elokai Nitzor, and then Yehi Ratzon.
Wait, I'm losing it. When did I say that?
What did you say that we say two of? That you say two of?
I say two. I say the Pasuk Yehi Ratzon. I say twice.
Right. Is that in the arts?
It is. Yeah, it's there.
Does that happen twice?
I think it's there. All right. Let's keep going. Now, okay. So we're around six lines above where it gets very wide. Let's keep moving. Reb Yochanan, I'm sorry, where more people aren't here tonight. Where is everybody? I don't know where everybody is. Okay. Reb Yochanan kev Masayim Sifra de Iov. Reb Yochanan, when he would complete the book of Iov, the book of Job. Now, Rashi says it's Hashem she Iov niftar b'shem tov, that Iov died b'shem tov with a good name. But others want to say, I think the Marsha connects it more to the fact that Iov went through a lot of tzuris in his life. And Rabbi Yochanan also went through a lot of tzuris in his life. Remember, we learned in Gemara, he said, Dein garma dasi rabir. He would carry around either a piece of bone, but less than a sore, or less than the size of a barley seed, or a tooth. And he said, this is the tooth from my 10th son. He went through a lot of agmas nefesh in his life. So Rabbi Yochanan has a sim sifra Iov amar hachi, he's like this, sofa dam lamut, that in the a person is destined to die. We're all destined to die. It's sad thinking about this. So behema shchita, and behema also eventually gets shechted. But you know, sometimes people die like the way Marsha understands it, like not in the way you intend it. In other words, a person thinks they're going to live, you know, and hopefully they will, like 70, 80, or 90, but sometimes, Rahman al-San, they get run over by a car when they're 35 or something like that. He says, or the behemoth thing will be shechted after a long life of plowing, but sometimes things happen and dies earlier. Ashrei mi shegadal b'Torah v'amalo b'Torah. Fortunate is the person who grows in Torah and toils in Torah, v'osanachat ruach liyotso, and is pleasing to his Creator. V'gadal b'shem tov, and he grows with a good name, v'neftar b'shem tov min ha'olam, and he leaves the world with a shem tov. So you can see how this could relate to either shem tov, the way Rashi is learning, or towards like Tzadik Baralo, according to the way that the Marsha was learning. But Lavamar Shlomo, and concerning this person, Shlomo Melech says in Kohelet Ecclesiastes, Tov Shem Yishem Tov, V'yom Mavet V'yom Mivado, that a good name is better than precious oil, or fragrant oil, I should say, and the day of death is better than the day of birth. I think this line in the Gemara is over the Yeshiva Or HaChaim in Queens. There's a line over the entranceway there. If you'll see it, I think this line from over there. So, all right, now, four lines before it gets wide. Margalab Pumid Reb Meir. Now, Margalab, now the Gemara is shifting gears. And now, we're doing the Tfilo, the different Chachamim we're saying after Shemona Esrei. Now the Gemara says Margalab Pumid. Margalab Pumid means he was accustomed to saying this. Or the way the Yad Ramah is Reb Meir Halevi, the way he learns is he says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Margalit Pumi, like a pearl in his mouth. Like Margalit could be from Regilus, or it can from a Margalit, like a pearl in his mouth. But either way, it's a nice statement. Margalit Pumi, Reb Meir, Gemor l'vchol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha. It's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaking. Like you should study with all your heart, with all your soul, adadet drachai, to understand my ways, v'lishkot al te torati, and to eagerly seek out like the doors of my Torah, the tzur torti b'libcha, guard my Torah in your heart, and again einecha tia yirati, and opposite your eyes should be the fear of me, shmor picha mikol chayim, guard your mouth from all sin, but tahira kadesh hasmacha mikol ashma v'yavon, purify and sanctify yourself from any aveira, but niyeimcha b'kol makom, with you in every makom. So the way the Marsha says in this Gemara, he says that a person should try to, seek out and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but even if there are things he doesn't understand, he should attribute it to his limited knowledge. In other words, even Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hodieni Natar Achecha. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't understand everything that's happening in this world. So there's certain things you're going to have questions, but you should put your year ahead of everything else. Okay, last narrow line, medium wide line. Margal Pumayz Rabbanan Diavna. It was argued either custom to saying, or again the pearl in the mouth, and the Chachamim in Yavne. Ani birya v'chaviri birya. I'm a creature. My friend's a creature. He's talking about the way Rashi and the Balei Tosfot learn is comparing the Talmid Chacham to the Am Haaretz. The people in Yavne were the Sanhedrin in Yavne, and then you have other people who aren't so learned and they're busy working. So he says, Ani birya v'chaviri birya. I'm a creature. My friend's a creature. Ani m'lachti b'yir v'umlach tova sadeh. I'm in the city. I'm studying Shteigen Torah the whole day. He's off in the fields, harvesting grapes or whatever. Ani mashkim l'aktiv u'mashkim l'aktav. I get up early to do my thing. I'm studying Torah. He gets up early to do his thing. Shem shu eino mitgader b'lachti. Just like he doesn't seek to distinguish himself with my work, he says, Kachani eini mitgader b'lachto. I don't seek to distinguish myself in his work. V'shema tomorrow. So, but maybe you would think, because that you might feel like if he would engage in some Torah, it would be worthless. So he's saying no. If he would come, what does he know? He would only study a little bit. He's notwithstanding that whether you do a little bit or a lot, as long as you're doing the most you can, Hashem is machshiv that. Remember, we had this the last Mishnah, Masechet Menachot. Some people bring a mincha, some bring an oaf, some people bring a korban. So as long as you're doing the best, and if you're a wealthy person, and you bring the mincha, that's not good. But if you're a poor person, you bring the mincha, that's very ratsui to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So everybody has to do the best they can with where they are. We just had in this week's Parsha Shavua is Parsha Shemot. So it says, he says, Shalnal Chami Araglecha Ki Amakom Asher Tami Lavan Kodesh. The place that you're standing. Were you when I spoke about this in the Parsha Shavua? Were you there this week or not? You weren't, so you missed it. See what happens. Anyway, so it says. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the place that you're standing is Adma Kodesh. So the Chafetz Chaim says that Like wherever you are, Hashem wants you to turn that into Adma Kodesh. And it's a different challenge for everybody in a different situation. It was like the most, let's say I'm in jail. So but in the Hachinami, then I have to turn Adma Kodesh. So let's say I'm working, I have a mortgage to pay, I get sent to the yeshiva. But still, Hashem is mashiv, and the time that I spend or the person spends under those circumstances gets greater reward than somebody who's just got $30 million and nothing to do the whole day and studying Torah, which is also a mitzvah, but the person who's hustling to just carve out some time in Torah, he gets even more reward for doing that. And the place that you are, you should turn to Admas Kodesh. So he says, okay, now the third white line. We got to run. Mark Lab Pumeda Abaye, it was a custom in the Abaye to say that let me hear Dama Rumbi Yir. A person has to be cunning with Yirat Shemayim. In other words, like the Yitzhahara has got a lot of plans for you. And the Yitzhahara today is not the Yitzhahara from yesterday. The Yitzhahara from tomorrow is not the Yitzhahara from today. Each day, he's got plans to bring you down. So you have to be cunning B'Yira. Mani Rach Yashiv Chema, he has on the side. The Pasuk is a soft statement brings back anger. And Ion Yaakov says here that Abaye was a Kohen. Abaye was a Kohen. The Gemara learns that he was descended from Eli, a Kohen. So the Gemara learns that the Kohenim are Kapdanim. They're short-tempered and quick to anger. So, Avram, you taking this in here? Avram is a Kohen. You heard about the Kohenim or Kapdanim. Anyway, so he says here... What? Oh well, I don't know. You seem like a very soft guy, but he so Abaye says Mani Rach Yashiv Chema. The pasuk he says a soft statement will bring down anger. Umar Besh Shalom Imachav, and a person should create shalom with his brothers Vim Krovav Vim Kol Adam Vafilu Vim Nachri B'Shuk, even with a non-Jew, the Gentile in the marketplace. So a person will be loved upstairs, means in Shemayim, and down here Behem Kul Al Briot. In other words, Chazal teach us, if a person is, out b'fnei abriyot, he's out b'fnei amakom. In other words, he makes himself, disposes himself kindly to people, so a Kaddish Baruch Hu likes that. They said, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, nobody ever said shalom to him first. He would always greet the person first, and even the guy in the shuk, he would greet first. Okay, Margalip made the Rava, it was the regular that Rava would say, Tachlit chachma tshuva masim tovim. Ultimate purpose of chokma is tshuva and masim tovim, tshuva and good action, good deeds. Shal yadam kori b'shonu bovi ba'avu v'ima uvarabo. A person shouldn't read psukim and mishnayot and then rebel against his parents and against his rebbe. Uvamishu hu gadol minu mechachma minyan, and against somebody who's greater with him in chokma. Here minyan means an older in years. Shenemar reshit chokma yirat Hashem seichel tov v'chol osehem. That the first wisdom is fear of God, is seichel tov l'chol oseim, good understanding l'chol oseim, the will to do it. Now, some sfarim have, so he says, so some girsa on the side has, it's a little easier, l'omdeim lo ne'amar l'oseim. Doesn't people say learn it, but to do it? In other words, the key is not just to learn, but then to carry through and to, personify that which you're learning. In other words, the person is learning, it's intellectual, I study what the ancient Aztecs did, I study what the ancient Assyrians did, I study Torah in that way. That's not a good way to study Torah. The way you want to study Torah is to learn in order to lumo to lami lishmor v'lasot. You want to be able to, adopt it and incorporate it in who you are. It says seichel tov l'chol oseihem lo osim lo ne'amar lo oseihem. So here the way our girsa is, it's mashma that it turns you and it makes you into the person. Lo sim lishma, but lo sim shalom lishma. People who do it lishma, you study Torah lishma, not shalom lishma, but who also shalom lishma, the person studies Torah shalom lishma, and here we said shalom lishma, here he's talking about, in other words, if I'm learning Torah because I want to ask, embarrass a rabbi, the rabbi who teaches me and show how little he knows, that would be l'kantira l'kapeach. He says, noach lo shalom nivra. Would have been preferable, this person would have been created. And when a person learns that way, that's really the better not to learn that way. So he says here, Margla Pube Durav, Lokal Lamazel Lomaba. It was a custom in the mouth of Rav to say that this world is not like the next world. The world to come, no eating, no drinking, no procreating, no business, velo kinna, velo sinna, not jealousy or hatred, velo takrut or competition. El Tzadikim Yoshim Vachrotim Roshim. Tzadikim are seated and they have their crowns on their head, but enemies of Ashkina, they benefit from the Ziv HaShechina, from the glory of the Shechina, Shneimar, by Chazud Elkim, by Yechlu, by Yishtu, they saw God, they ate and they drank. So the way the Gemara understands this Pasuk is they were eating and drinking from, like, being sated with the spiritual experience. Rashi says here, where's the Rashi? 10 lines from the bottom. Savu mi ziv hashchina kilu achlu v'shatu. Not that they ate and drank. They were taking in this spiritual experience as if they had eaten and drunk. But the mefarshim on that pasuk have different ways of learning it. So some learn on that pasuk that they were having a picnic at Har Sinai. It was a big abeira. But the Gemara is learning by yachlu v'shatu. It's like a good thing by yachlu v'shatu. So he says, now, gedola havtacha shiv tichan kachbarach l'nashim yoter min anashim. You hear that, Sfern? It's greater, the promise that Hashem promised for women than for men. Shenemar nashim sha'ananot kum neshamana koli banu bodkot hazein and marti. It says, like, neshamana means like serene, calm women, get up and listen to my voice. These secure women, listen to my statement. Amalei Rav Rabbi Chia, nashim b'mai zachin. Rav says, Rabbi Chia, what are the women zoche? What do they merit? In other words, what brings them this great merit? Bakri b'nai l'bei kenishta v'atnuyi gavrai u'bei rabbanan. Was when they bring their kids to learn the psukim and the cheder, and they make it available for their husbands to go study in the base medrash. V'natrin l'gavrai v'atati mi'bei rabbanan. And they wait for their husbands till they get back from the base medrash. Okay, ki avu mifti rabbanan mi'bei rabbi yami, v'amri la mi'bei rabbi chanina. When the chamu would take leave of one another from the base medrash rabbi yami, some say mi'bei rabbi chanina. So it's interesting, Rashi here says, six lines from the bottom, mifti rabbanan zemi zesh, that each one would get reshut, permission from their chaver to turn to go back home. Now there's halach in Shulchan Aruch when a person leaves. I don't know if people are familiar with this or not. Like, if a person goes on a trip, so you should get reshus from the rabbi before you take a trip. In other words, like, I want to go to France, I want to go to Italy, so I should go to the rabbi and say, you know, I guess people, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, in the relationship, you know, who's running the show there? No. If I not in the show, the rabbi gets permission from me. He works for me. Let him get permission when he takes vacation. But in halakha, like, the person gets permission from the rabbi. So here, I was talking this over with Rabbi Tzvi Sobolovsky, he's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at YU, and Rabbi Ike Salton, he studies in the Kol Elyon, and the thrust being that like they were getting permission from each other. Like, each chabrusa is like, in a sense, a teacher. And it was like, when we learn together, so if you say something, then you're teaching. You know what I mean? So each one was a little bit like a mini Rebbe. So they're getting permission from him. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So let's see back. So he says, so Amri Lehachi, so they would say to him as follows, Olam Chatri Bechayecha, you should see your Olam, like, all your needs should be met in this world. He says, V'achri Chalachay Olam Ba, your end should be Olam Ba, V'chaladur Darim, and your hope for all generations, V'chayeget Vuna, your heart should meditate on understanding, Pichay Debrechachmot, your mouth should speak wisdom, Shon Chayar Chishrin Anot, your tongue should, like, utter songs, Afpecha Yeshirin Decha, your eyes should be straightened before you, your eyes. So Rashi says, Yeshiru shon yosher te mivin b'Torah kalacha. So afpecha yeshiru, that you should understand the Torah, means, he says, enecha yiru b'mor haTorah, your eyes should illuminate with the light of Torah. Panecha yisiru kizora kiyam, your face should illumine like the sky. Sotecha yobio dad, your lips should utter wisdom. V'chiliotecha telos the meisharim. Kiliotecha, your kidneys should, like, be jubilant with meisharim uprightness. Upamecha yirutzu l'shmo adivrei atikimim. Your steps should run to hear the words of divrei atikimim, the ancient one. So when they would take leave in this base matters, they would say like this, our leaders are loaded up. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So one opinion said that there are leaders in Torah and they're loaded up in mitzvot. And it was loaded up in Acts of Tumim Chesed. There are leaders in Torah and mitzvot. They're loaded up with yisurim, afflictions. Turn page, top line number base. Then the pasuk continues on. In parrots, there's no breach. that's a continuation of the pasuk. Shotei siyatenu, our group shouldn't be kisiyato shel David, like David's group. Shitzami menu Achitofel. Achitofel was a big Talmid Chacham, but then he went and he supported Avshalom. Like he went off the derech. But ein yotzeit, again, he's continuing the pasuk. It says ein peretz vein yotzeit. Shotei siyatenu kisiyato shel Shaul. Our group shouldn't be like Shaul's entourage. Shitzami menu doeg ha'adomi. Doeg ha'adomi was also a big Talmid Chacham, but he ended up like, you know, against David HaMelech and counseling Shaul to, like, you know, kill Novi Yir HaKonim. There shouldn't be a cry. Our entourage shouldn't be like Elisha Hanabi, his entourage. Gehazi was in Elisha's under. Remember, we had earlier in the Gemara that he grabbed a woman in an inappropriate spot. And remember, Gehazi is the one who runs after Naaman. He runs after Naaman. And, you know, Elisha had cured Naaman, and he said, Naaman said, let me give you all this, gifts. And he says, I do this for, you know, gratis. And then he said, he ran after me, said, you know, my boss changed his mind, let me have all the goods. So Gehazi was bad news. He says, we shouldn't have a son or a Talmud that burns his food in publicly. It means he goes off the derech. That's an expression. Means that you went off the derech. Okay. Shimui laya bire lev harechokim mitzdakas. Pasuk in Yeshaya, hear me, God is speaking. Abire lev, like those of fierce hearts, harechokim mitzdakas. So I don't know if it's Yeshaya or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yeshaya is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says harechokim mitzdakas. Those who were far away from tzedakah, from righteousness. So Rabbi Shmuel, Amri, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chanamar, Kulam Kulo, Nizonim, B'tzedakah. One says that the whole world is supported by tzedakah. So tzedakah can mean tzedakah from Hashem or Hashem's righteousness. But they, the Abirei Lev, they're supported Bizroah through their own acts. In other words, they're tzedikim. So everybody, in other words, everybody in the world, they get supported through tzedakah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a chesed that I do to support you because you're such a rasha. But they're on their own merits they get supported. V'charamar, kulam kulon yizonim b'zchutam. And the other one says that the whole world is sustained with their merits. He says, but they don't even get supported with their own merits. We'll explain in a minute. That every day there's a heavenly voice that comes out from Har Chorev, which is Har Sinai, that says, the whole world is sustained because of Chanina, my son. Chanina is Rav Chanina ben Dosa, who we're going to have more in our Masechta. He says, V'chanina b'ni dayalu b'kav charavim erev Shabbat erev Shabbat. But Chanina, my son, he sustains himself with a kav charuvim, with a like a measure of boxers from Friday to Friday, meaning he's mistapik b'muad. He gets along with a little bit. Then everybody else is sustained with his merit. So anyway, but the point is in this whole piece that the Abirei Lev in the Pasuk, the fierce hearts, are good people. Those are the righteous people. So the Gemara says, though, Upligid Rabbi Yehuda. This is in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the Abirei Lev are bad people. He says, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, man Abirei Lev, who are the Abirei Lev, the fierce-hearted people? Gubai Tipshoi. So these foolish Gubel Gubai. So Rashi says they were a nation from the Netinim. The Netinim are the Givonim, who Moshe Rabbeinu made or Yoshua made the deal with them. And he says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Teina Lahaloi Gair Giyur Minai. Rabbi Yosef says, like, they were exposed to the Jews, and nobody converts to Judaism from them. He says, Amar Ravashi, B'nei Mata Machasya Abirei Lev Ninhu. So Ravashi says, the people who live in Mata Machasya, which is a city in Babel, in Babylonia, they're Abirei Lev. They're like fierce hearts, or arrogant hearts, you could say. The Chachazri Yikar Derayta Terei Zimnei B'Shata. They see the Kabbalah of the Torah twice a year. So the Chachamim, everybody who gathered together for Shiurim in Elul and in Adar, in Elul for the Entovim that are coming up, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkot, they're here at Shiurim. And so everybody, a big mass of people would gather, and then in an Adar for Pesach. So they see that they see that going on, nobody converts from them, so they're Abirei Lev. But the idea is that, you know, a person has to take in and take advantage of all the opportunities that come to them, and really, you know, take things in. You know, there are these non-Jews the Gemara is talking about, but, you know, sometimes we can learn a lesson like that for Jewish people, should learn and see things. All right, let's go back to now the Gemara. We got to really run here. So if you remember the previous Mishnah you did yesterday, So we had Mishnah Tezayin Mar Aleph and Mishnah Tezayin Mar Beis. So on Tezayin Mar Aleph, the Gemara said that a chatan is patur mikriyat shema la rishon by Motzei Shabbat. A chatan, a groom, is exempted from reciting shema from the first night until Motzei Shabbat. Im lo asa ma'aseh, if he hasn't consummated the marriage, he gets a pass up until Motzei Shabbat because he's too far tumult with it. But then Rabbi Gamliel, who was big talmid chacham, he married a woman and he recited it, and he said, you know, I'm able to do kriyat shema that way. Then the Gemara says in the Mishnah on Tetzayin Amud Beis that Chatanim Rosel Lekrot Kriyat Shema Laila Rishon Korei. According to Chachamim, if a Chassan wants to recite Shema, he could. So if he, the Chassan, according to Chachamim, wants to comport himself like a Talmid Chacham and recite Shema, he could. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Lo Kol Rotzel Litol Et Hashem Yitol. Not everybody who wants to assume the mantle being a Talmid Chacham can do that. In other words, it's like an arrogance to assume, to comport yourself like a Talmid Chacham if you're not there. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, and I got to run now. So, Chatan Im Rotzel Krov Vechulei. L'meimer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Chayish Liura. So it sounds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who's the Nasi, he's Choshesh for Yura, for arrogance. In other words, there's certain things in Halach are Yura. In other words, if I'm doing differently than other people, and I stick out, and people see it, and I don't cut it, so that's Yura. So he says, so he's Choshesh for Yura, and he says, if you're not a big Talmid Chacham, then you can't reach Shema. Rabbanan lo chayish liyura, was the Chachamim don't seem like they're concerned about it. That's the way it sounds like from the last Mishnah. But it sounds like just the opposite in the Machloka we're about to learn. Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah in Masech Pesachim, in a place where the minag is to do malacha on Tishbav, they do malacha that there. If the minag is not to do malacha on Tishbav, they don't do it. But in every place, Tamid Chachamim can be batel. So even if the minag is to do malacha, but if you're a Tamid Chacham, you can, you know, remain sort of like unemployed that day, and that's good, but only if you're a Tamid Chacham, according to the Chachamim. So again, the Chachamim said everybody can comport themselves here in our Mishnah as Talmid Chacham. Here it's saying only Talmid Chachamim that way. And here Rosh Gamliel Meir Liolam Yaseh Kol Adam Atzmo Talmid Chacham. Rosh Gamliel says no, anybody can comport himself as a Talmid Chacham. So here Rosh Gamliel says only the verifiable Talmid Chacham is entitled not to say Shema. Otherwise, anybody else, that's Yura. And here he says everybody's entitled to comport themselves like a Talmid Chacham, just the opposite. And here the Chachamim say everybody can comport themselves like a Talmid Chacham and not recite Shema. And then they say only a Talmid Chacham, you know, shouldn't do the work. So Kashid Rabbanan and Rabbanan, Kashid Rosh Gamliel and Rosh Gamliel. So there's a whole steer on both their opinions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Muklef and Ashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says we have to reverse the Shitod, and the way the Slach understands it, we'll reverse the Shitod in our Mishnah, so that indeed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will say that anyone can exempt themselves from Shema, and the Chachamim will say no, unless you're Talmid Chacham, you can't. He says Rav Shisha Ravidi Amar Liolam Lo Taklif. Rav Shisha Ravidi says we're going to leave everything alone, and we're going to reconcile the two positions. The Rabbana and the Rabbana Lo Kasha. There's no stir within the Chachamim. Here the Chachamim by Kriyat Shema say everybody can, you know, comport themselves like a Talmid Chacham, but not by Tishbav. Kriyat Shema came into Kuliyama Kakaru Viu Nami Kari Lo Mexikura. So look, the Chachamim said, look, everybody in the world is reciting Shema tonight. If he recites Shema, it's not Yura, he's not sticking out, he's blending in. So it's not Yura to do, you're not doing Yura. He says, now here the Gemara says you've got to correct it. Hatam, where it's over there in the Mishnah Masech Pesachim, came into Kuliyama Abdi Malacha. He's in a place that everybody's working today on Tishbav. The Iu Lo Ka'avid, he's not working. That's Mexi Yura. Yeah, that looks like Yura. You're sticking out. Everybody's doing A, you're doing B. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Shimon Lo Kasha, and there's no Sira within Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it should be Hakha here by Kriyat Shema, but Kavana Talia Melta. So by Kriyat Shema, Rav Shimon Gamliel says only a verified Talmid Chacham is exempt from Kriyat Shema that night. So it's Talui B'Kavana, with a person's intent. He says V'aran Sadi Lo Matzi L'Kavune Daite. We testify, in other words, that this person, you know, he's a zhlob. He can't be mechavein for Kriyat Shema. Aval Hatam, but over there by the work, if, in other words, nobody, the people working, he's not working. Haroa Omer, the observer will say, Malachu Deilo. He just didn't have work today. Nobody hired him. Put Chazi Kamot Lani Yikabashuk. Lots of of people are unemployed. So there's a different way to take it. You complete another parak of Masechta Bracha. Okay, the vacation's over, next Mishnah. Okay, now, it's an interesting topic. Now, we're taking up, sadly enough, it's a little bit of Elos here, and Aninus. And Aninus is the period of time between when the person dies, you have seven Krovim, seven close relatives, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, and then spouse. Those are the seven Krovim. So if one of the seven Krovim die, so the person is in a state of aninus until Kavura. So during that period of time, the person's patur from all mitzvot. So the idea is that I'm tarud with burying the person, so I'm exempted from all mitzvot. Okay, that's the basic idea. So, misha meita mutalifanav, if a person meita mutalifanav means, like, it's my responsibility to take care of this maid, so patur me kriyat shema, so I'm exempt from kriyat shema, I'm off of that, umina tfila, I don't have to worry about davening, umina tfilin, I don't have to worry about putting on tfilin, umikol mitzvot hamurot b'torah, all the mitzvot I'm exempt from. So it's like I'm like in this like new zone, like, you know, it's a very, very, you know, not a very pleasant experience. Let me finish the Mishnah you'll ask, okay? So he says, now, no Sayamit, now we're going to take up other people other than the Avel himself. No Sayamita, the people who are carrying the Aron, the Chilufehan, the people who are going to take over for them. You have, like you say, pallbearers, pallbearer A, B, the second group, and C, the third group. No Sayamita, Vechilufehan, Vechilufehan, and now the Mishnah describes it then. Echlufneamita, Vechlacharamita. Now the Gemara is explaining some people are Lufneamita. Apparently, the Echlufneamita, Tzorach Ben Baturim, so it means like this. It sounds like the coffin would be like handed forward, like in a crowd of people, would go forward. In other words, like people would pass the body going forward. So the Mishnah says the people who are lifnei amita, so even if they're not carrying the coffin right now, but they will be carrying the coffin, so they have an exemption on. So etchlof neamit tzorach b'am paturim. So they're patur from all mitzvot. The etchlachar amita tzorach b'hin chayavim. The ones who were behind,
they
know it's right. They already had carried it, but they might be used again. They're a chayav. The elu ve'elu paturim in before when it says paturim in chayavim. It means by Shema. So it means Shema. So it says, I should have said Shema. Ve'elu ve'elu paturim min ha'tefila. And they're both, but so again, so with Shema, the people who are necessary to carry the Aron are going to be patur. The people who aren't necessary, the people who are after the Aron, are going to be chayav to say Shema. Ve'elu ve'elu paturim min ha'tefila. But both of them are going to be exempt from davening Shmona Esrei, because in Rashi's favorite pshat is it's not min ha'Torah, and the Chachamim explained it's not min ha'Torah, so he exempted him. Kavruta meit v'chazru. Now the burial is over. Now they're on their way home. If they can complete Shema before they get to the Shura, so the Shura is like the people would surround at a certain point in place, the people would surround the Avelim, and that's called Shura, and be Menachem them. So if I can complete Shema before I get to the Shura, so I should do that. V'imlav lo yarchilu. Otherwise, I shouldn't begin. Ha'omdim b'shura, the people who are standing in the Shura, ha'pnimim p'turim, the ones who are like on the line, like closest to the Avelim, they're exempt from Shema. V'achitzonim chayav, the ones in the outer line are chayav. Now, the next two lines really don't belong here. They belong in the Mishnah Davchap, but I'll read it. Nashim v'avadim uktanim, women, slaves and ketanim p'turim mikrishma mitfilin, they're exempt from kriyshma from tefillin. V'chayivin b'tefillin mezuzah v'irkan mazan. We'll discuss this later on. The chayivin tefillin mezuzah and benching. All right. Now, what do you want to say, Fern?
I forgot.
Okay. Just 1 minute. Let me just do 3 or 4 more lines. We'll go over the scambling edit tomorrow night. So Lechora is talking about all three paragraphs. Lechora. Now let's take a look.
Shabbos. Aninus on Shabbos.
So on Shabbos, so the person person is still in a state of aninus on Shabbos. It doesn't matter.
When I said don't go to shul, there was no time to call a rabbi. So I said don't go to shul Shabbos. Is that wrong?
Who did you say that to?
My father.
Well, there's actually a machloket poskim whether the person who's an onain. Wait. You know what? Can you give me a Shulchan Aruch? I need a Shulchan Aruch.
Which one?
21. Give me your day of Chelek Gimel. Go upstairs in the shelves. Yeah. Your day of Chelek Gimel. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, that's it. Is that it? Okay, good work. Good work, Fern. Good work. You can handle it. Thank you. Chop, chop. Okay, thank you. You did a wonderful job. Wait, let me just see here. One second.
This just came up and I didn't have time to consult.
Okay, one second. Yeah, so the Mechaber says like this: Uvishbat Yom Tov, Ochel Basar B'Shota Yayin, Tumivarech B'Chaya B'Chol Mitzvot. So wait, maybe I said the wrong thing. Why am I forgetting?
I think I did the wrong thing. No.
So bad.
We won't tell my father.
Yeah, wait.
Because you can't be busy with the Tvura.
Yeah. B'Msarich La'Shich L'Tchum Because the Pesachim Eichalav Aninah L'Ser B'Kulan. Yeah, I didn't say right. I'm sorry. I have to check again. You know, it's strange I don't remember this so well because I was on Shabbat. On Shabbos, he's chayiv in the mitzvot, right? He says the Mechaber says v'shabbat yom tov ochel basar b'shot yayin umivarech v'chaya b'chol mitzvot chutz mi b'tashu shemit shesur lo umutar lelech l'beit haknesset b'shabbat, and you can go to the shul on Shabbos. He says that's what the Mechaber has.
I got this whole thing wrong.
Yeah. So now the thing what I was thinking is my chloket poskim whether a person or ninos says Kaddish or not. In other words, it's before the Kavura. So I think, is it Kaz here or something like that? So I think the Rav, as in Rav Soloveitchik, held that a person should say Kaddish, but I think most people leave it out. Until after the Kavura. Then, let me take a look.
What's that? So the first Kaddish is a cemetery Kaddish.
Yeah, what's it? Yeah, he says here. So this is the Shach. Shach says, "Umashma the brachu to tefillah chayav b'shabbat of Yom Tov." B'chinam yishter Rav Haim yirsekodem uvarik. Right. So on Shabbos he's chayav in the mitzvah. Now we will wrap it up in a minute or two. Another issue that comes up is Havdalah, because once Shabbos ends,
then
after the Kvura you need to make Havdalah. After the Kvura you need to make Havdalah at that point. And hope we get it right for the record here. Otherwise, so the Onain is exempt from mitzvot, but on Shabbos he's chayiv in mitzvot.
Kvura is the burial.
All right, now let's take a look. We're just doing a story and that'll be it.
We're not starting the Gemara tonight.
All right, we ran out of time, so I don't think we can.
Okay,
Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch illustrated the lesson of this Gemara. The Gemara says, Yosef Bloch, he was the Rosh Hashiva, tells, he says that, like in Olam Abba, it's just the tzaddikim are sitting. Oh, it's right, it's like your family name. Yeah, this is Bloch, though, B-L-O-C-H. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch illustrated the lesson of this Gemara with the following parable. A man planned to move to America. In those days, the only way to go from Israel to America was by boat. The trip was too long for the one excursion, so the boat first stopped in France for 2 weeks as the crew prepared the ship for the longer leg of the journey across the Atlantic. The traveler did not know English nor French, and he wanted to prepare himself for the journey, so he began by teaching himself French. When he arrived in France for the 2 week stay, he began to enjoy conversing with the natives. After the 2 weeks elapsed, he once again joined the other passengers and crew for the rest of the trip. When they finally arrived in America, the man tried to use his new skill of speaking French, but no one understood him, and he also did not understand the English speakers. Upon observing this, one of the French travelers who was with him on the boat smirked and commented, "It seems quite foolish for you to have spent your time learning French, which you knew you would only use for a total of 2 weeks, instead of learning English, which you knew you would need for the rest of your life." The pearl of wisdom in our Gemara, which Rav was used to say, taught this lesson. A person is in this world for 70 or so years. His permanent abode will be in the eternal world to come. The other language spoken does not include mundane matters, such as jealousy and hatred. In other words, you gotta learn the currency, the place where you're spending all your time. This world is like a brief period of time. The big mother load is the next world. He says, nor is the topic discussed involve eating or drinking. So if I become an expert in eating and drinking, doesn't help me in the Olam Haba.
Where Hashem likes when people are liked by other people. Yeah, well, and that's for this world.
Yeah, but when you have to see what that, it doesn't mean like if they like pornography and you give them pornography, it doesn't like that. Yeah, what do people spend their time doing in this world? They busy themselves becoming inundated with concerns which are of this world, which is only temporary. The language spoken in the world to come is simply where the tzaddikim sit with their crowns upon their heads and they radiate in the glow of Shekhinah. When a person comes to the Olam of Emet, he will have to explain the language he studied and whether he is prepared to communicate as is done in the world to come. Okay, the learning was Lelui Neshama of Malka Tzvora Bat Yosef HaKohen. Okay, so I'll see you, Zachary. I hope you enjoyed the shiur. Okay, let me wrap it up.